Good morning, boys. How are you? Okay. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Uncle David? Okay. He should be coming back tomorrow. Yeah? Okay.
The people that he's visiting.
Okay, the people that he's visiting. Who else?
Omar's?
Carol Myers. Okay. Anybody else?
Uncle Joe?
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and pray, yeah? Lord, we thank you for the day, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to come together, Lord, and worship. We ask that you be with ones that were mentioned, Lord. We ask that you be with David as he's traveling, Lord. We pray that you guide us, Lord, that you can understand the word that you give us, Lord. We ask that you strengthen us. In Jesus' name. Okay, so we've been studying Job. So let's kind of recap. What has happened to Job until now? What was the very first thing that happened to Job? Some of the first things that happened to Job.
His children died.
His children died. What else? Okay, all his slaves got killed. Okay, all his animals were gone. Okay, then what happened? His friends came, and what did his friends tell him? Okay, it was his fault that he was getting all this. Why was it his fault that he was getting all this?
They thought he disobeyed.
They thought he disobeyed who? God. They thought that he was an unrighteous man, right? Okay, so then in last week's story, what did Job say? Was Job unrighteous? No. So what did Job say last week? Just kind of like a recap. It doesn't have to be exact. Did God done these things because he deserved it or because he didn't deserve it? Because he didn't deserve it. He was asking God to show him basically what he had done, right? So I think we're in Job 31, right? Okay. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? So Job is talking about his righteousness, right? He said, I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look at a woman. For what is the allotment of God from above and the inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is it not destruction of the wicked and disaster for the works of iniquity? Does he not see my ways and count all my steps? So he's saying that he's made this covenant where he's not going to sin by looking at a woman because he knows that God is going to punish the wicked, right? If I have walked with falsehood, or if my foot has hastened to deceit, let me be weighed on my scales, that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned from the way, or my heart walks after my eyes, or if any spot adheres to my hand, then let me sow and another eat. Yes, let my harvest be rooted out. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have lurked at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down over her. For that would be wickedness, yes, it would be iniquity, deserving of judgment. For that would be a fire that consumes to destruction and would root out all of my increase. If I have despised the calls of my male or female servants when they complained against me, what then shall I do when God rises up? When he punishes, how shall I answer him? Did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one fashion us in the womb? So Job's saying that if his female and male servants complained against him, did he listen to the complaint or not listen to the complaint? Sometimes people cry for no reason. Oh, it's too hard or whatever. Okay, but it has to get done. There's no reason to cry. But sometimes, if everybody's crying, you need to take a look at yourself, right? Okay, am I being too hard? Am I making them work too much? Am I making them work too long? So Job's saying that he tried to deal honestly with people. That's what he's saying right here. With the people that were underneath him, he tried to deal honestly with those people. Okay, 16. If I have kept the poor from their desire, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or eaten my morsel by myself, so that the fatherless could not eat of it, but from my youth I reared him as a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. For I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or any poor man without covering, if his heart has not blessed me, and if he was not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand against the fatherless, when I saw I had help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder, let my arm be torn from the socket. For destruction from God is a terror to me, and because of his magnificence I cannot endure. So he's also saying that he helped the fatherless, the orphans. He's also saying that he helped the widow. He's always given. He's always tried to help. Okay, 24. If I have made gold my hope, or said to find gold, you are my confidence. If I have rejoiced because of wealth, my wealth was great, because my hand had gained much. If I have observed the sun when it shines, or the moon moving in brightness. Okay, let's back up. 24. If I have made gold my hope, or said to find gold, you are my confidence. If I have rejoiced because my wealth was great. What does that mean? Does anybody understand 24 or 25? If I have made gold my hope. What is hope?
Want.
Want, okay. That he trusted in riches is what he's saying. That money was his God. He has not done this. You understand? How many times did the children of Israel put wealth and prosperity over God? When did the children of Israel start having problems? When they started worshiping the gold calf. When else did they start having problems? Another time. Can you think of another time? Okay, when they got bit by snakes. But all the time that the children of Israel were struggling throughout the Bible, struggling meaning they didn't have money, they didn't have clothes, they were oppressed by another nation, they always turned to God. But as soon as God delivered them, they were good for a number of years, or whatever how long, but then they started to get money, they started to have a lot of food, they started to have houses, and they stopped following God. It seems like people can hear God a lot better when they're hungry. Doesn't it? That when people are struggling, that they can understand the message of God better than when they're rich. Okay. 26. If I have observed the sun when it shines, or the moon moving in brightness, so that my heart has been secretly enticed, and my mouth has kissed my hand. There he's just saying that he hasn't worshipped the sun and the moon. Back in Job's day, a lot of people worshipped the sun and the moon. So he's just saying here that he has not worshipped another god before God. This also would be an iniquity deserving of judgment, for I would have denied God who is above. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted myself up when evil found him. Now this is something that is hard not to do. If we have somebody who's given us a very difficult time, and someone's being very burdensome to us, and something bad happens to us, are we supposed to be happy about that? Or something bad happens to that person, are we supposed to be happy about that? Even though they were bad with us, and something bad happens to them, are we supposed to be happy that something bad happened to them? No. And Job's saying that he has not done this. But sometimes that can be hard to do. You have somebody that stole your toy, and you see them running, and they fall and hit their head. you want to kind of laugh, don't you? Like, ah, he stole my toy. But it's not right. We're supposed to forgive that person, right? So that's what Job's saying, that he never felt good when something bad happened to his enemy. Yeah? If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted myself up when evil found him, indeed I have not allowed my mouth to sin by asking for a curse on his soul. If the men of my tent have not said, who is there that has not been satisfied with his meat? But no sojourner has to lodge in the street. For I have opened my doors to the traveler. If I have covered my transgression as Adam by hiding my iniquity in my bosom. What happened when Adam sins? Did he go to God and say, God, I sinned?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He hid. Do you think things might have been different if Adam went to God when God came into the garden and said, God, I messed up, I sinned?
Yeah.
Probably would have been, huh? Job saying that he tried not to cover his sin. That if he did fall, if he did mess up, then he didn't try to hide it. He confessed it towards God. Yeah? Because I feared the great multitude and dreaded the contempt of families, so that I kept silent and did not go on to the door. He's also saying that he made a stand for the Lord with his family, which is another thing that is very difficult to do. If your family doesn't really want to follow Jesus and you're trying to follow Jesus, sometimes it's hard to stand up against your family, isn't it? All that I had to hear me, here is my mark. All that I had one to hear me, here's my mark. All that the Almighty would answer me, that my prosecutor had written a book. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder and bind it on me like a crown. I would declare to him the number of my steps. Like a prince, I would approach him. If my land cries out against me, and its furrows weep together, if I have eaten its fruit without money, or caused its owners to lose their lives, then let thistles grow instead of wheat, the weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are in me. Any questions on this right here? No? No questions? Okay. So I think you boys were supposed to memorize the song, right? Okay, who has the first line memorized? Can anybody tell the first line? Okay. Okay, what does that mean?
Don't think that when you have trouble that you are getting a worse punishment than other people.
Okay. Line number two. Who has line number two? Can you say? Okay, stand up, Jesus. Sorry. I guess people can't hear you.
Jesus knows our strength and weakness, understands we are but frail. Grows us up and will forgive us if we falter, if we fail.
Okay. What does that mean, Judah? Can you stand up?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Does anybody know what that means?
You should say it, maybe. And then as you say it, think about the words you're saying.
Okay.
And then explain it.
Jesus knows our strengths and weakness.
Okay, so stop right there. What does that mean?
He knows all our strengths and weakness, even when we're weak and when we're frail.
Okay, now can you continue it?
Then he girds us up and will forgive us if we fall, falter if we fail.
What is girds?
Helps us up.
Okay, when does he help us?
When we falter and if we fail.
Very good, Judah. Very, very good. Yes? Okay, who knows the second line? Stand up. You got to stand up. I should have had Randall stand up, but I didn't think about it.
Take heart in my weary brother.
Okay. Though you... Okay. Okay, what does that mean?
Your brother will help you.
Okay, what else? God is cleansing us from dross. Why do we go through trials? Okay, why else do we go through trials? Did Job sin? Okay, so why is Job going through a trial? What? Okay, but why did God allow Job to go through the trial? Or why did God allow Jesus to go through his trial? Does anybody know? To test him? Okay. Why was he testing him? To see if he would stay faithful. Why else does the Bible say that Jesus, that God allowed this to happen to Jesus? Okay, but why did God allow the cross, the crucifixion, happen to Jesus? It says by obedience. Yeah? So that he could learn obedience. So sometimes when our parents tell us to do something, even though we don't want to do it, maybe it's to learn obedience. Yes? Okay. Okay, so for next week, what we're going to do is we're going to look up verses on why God... How do I put this? Why God allowed Jesus to be crucified, or God's plan for Jesus to be crucified, yes? Or God's plan for Jesus to be on this earth, yes? That's what we're going to look up for next week. Any questions? Okay, everybody stand up. Okay, does everybody have the song memorized? Okay, do you think you can sing it? Okay, who wants to start? Mari, can you start the song?
Yeah.
Okay. Think not.
Think not, trials, strange for pilgrims, the life of your brethren have. Some are tried through hard of testing, some are tried through floods of woe. Jesus knows our strength and weakness, understands we are.
Very good. You're dismissed. Thank you.